Nolte, bully Dylan Mulvaney believes it should be illegal to misgender him. By John Nolte on April 28, 2023. Transvestite Dylan Mulvaney believes it should be illegal to misgender him. Although Mulvaney is a guy, in an October 2022 TikTok video just surfacing now, he says that it should be illegal for journalists to call him a guy. The article is written about me, using he pronouns and calling me a man over and over again. I feel like that should be illegal, he argues, adding, I don't know, that's just bad journalism. How is it bad journalism to accurately report that a guy is a guy? If you want to see bad journalism, read the Fox News report on this video where the cucks at Fox News refer to Mulvaney as a she. That's bad journalism because it's inaccurate. It's a lie to identify a man as she. Fox is lying to its readers. If my preferred pronouns were Fox News sucks, would sucky Fox News respect my pronouns? No. Nor should they, because referring to me as a Fox News suck is inaccurate. I'm not saying Fox News sucks is inaccurate. Fox News does suck. I'm saying that referring to me as a Fox News sucks is inaccurate. I really enjoy writing Fox News sucks. Do you enjoy reading Fox News sucks? Moving on. What do you call someone who wants to outlaw free expression and opinion? A Nazi? A fascist? What do you call someone who wants to force you to lie? A Nazi? A fascist? What do you call someone who wants to use the power of the state to force you to violate your conscience? A Nazi? A fascist? Keep that in mind, what it means when someone says something should be illegal. When society declares something illegal, society hands the state the legal authority to commit violence to enforce that law. Think about it. If you resist, and resisting an immoral law is moral, what happens? The answer, Selma, Alabama, 1965. The truth is this. Dylan Mulvaney puts on his woman minstrel face and prances around like an astonished reindeer. But beneath that exterior beats the heart of a bully. A fascist, an authoritarian who wants people arrested for speaking the truth. Imagine if I said I would like to see Mulvaney arrested for calling himself a she or her. Imagine the outrage if I did nothing more than share Mulvaney's belief that those who use incorrect pronouns are criminals. And that's all I would be doing, sharing his beliefs. This is the problem with the growing army of bullies and fascists on the left, especially within the transsexual movement. For my entire lifetime, we managed to peacefully coexist with transvestites, drag queens, and transsexuals. Why? Because live and let live. Because you want to pretend you're a woman? I don't care. It's your life, and how you live your life has no effect on me. But now, these people, many of whom are mentally ill, are looking to bully us into affirming their nonsense, participating in their delusion, and granting our approval of their obscenities and fetishes. Worse still, as we see in the case of Mulvaney, they want to use the oppressive power of a fascist state to force us, under the threat of legalized violence, to actively participate in their delusion. Worse, they are aggressively looking to one, interfere, pervert, and manipulate the natural process of a child's burgeoning sexuality, and two, use vile medical practices to permanently mutilate children into one of them. Oh, but we're dehumanizing him. Make no mistake, we are dealing with dangerous and depraved people who hate us and mean to do us harm. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.